You know, you got to give a lot of credit, you know, to our defense in the second half. I thought we put some good drives together. When it came down to it, I don't think I was good enough in crunch time today. I thought I was extremely subpar and cost us some points. I believe the second and eight on the eight or the 10 or whatever it was. Then the following drive, the fourth and seven. Really, that series of that second to last drive, second, third, fourth down. It was not very good execution by me. So I'm pretty sour about it right now from a personal standpoint, because I think the guys around me played good enough for us to win the game today, and I didn't do enough for them. I don't think we had showed some of those looks on the zone read stuff that we had this year. So they were really aggressive, and I think the key to opening up the run game with me was to have our initial run game with our backs get going, which I think happened as well. So, you know, I think it was a combination of the two.
You mentioned that fourth down in the second last drive. You threw in the end zone, but no one was there.
Yeah, that was just my fault. I just thought Trav had a go ball. And Trav had a post. You know, I wanted to give him a chance. Really, Gary was the matchup one-on-one, and probably would have kept the sticks moving. But you know, it sucks. You know, I that's on me.
What did it feel like making so many plays, which is like, did that help keep this game close?
Yeah, I mean, we moved the chains on some third downs. Started off the half with a nice 30-40-yard run. And you know, I think it took some of the pressure off the running backs, and then off the pass game when we had some play action stuff. So, you know, it definitely did feel nice to be running around a little bit and have some open lanes.
Your drive for tying scoring, you had the intentional grounding on your pass to your offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
What happened on that?
Yeah, I just ended up being man coverage, hung on Duke on our rail route a little, not long enough. He ended up popping open, but. Just trying to make a play, and I didn't throw it away in time. I saw somebody flash, and you know, made a mistake. So I had plenty of time and was out of the pocket to throw that ball away. Like I said, that was a play that really sticks out where we gave up points. You know, that's our touchdown drive that we needed right there. And instead, we got three and had to go try and get another one. So yeah, pretty upset. You know, the refs aren't going to hurry because we need them to hurry. Only thing that probably could have happened is Darius, you know, throw the ball back into the middle of the field, but still we're not going to be able to spot it ourselves. There's still going to have to be a ref that comes out of somewhere and spots it. So, you know, it would have been close anyway that if we spike it, do we spike it with a second? Do we spike it with 2 seconds and have one play left? Or, you know, you never know. But, you know, obviously frustrating there. No, not with that concept. We were going into it with the mindset of catch, get down, and try and clock it with 15 seconds left. We felt like that was, you know, ample time.
So the frustrating part, you're
throwing, not anything
else.
Sure, yeah. It's 100%. You know, I make that throw, you know, 9 times out of 10 on the deep over to Gary that was intercepted. I mean, I hit him on that route all day, every day in practice, since OTA, since freaking last year. And to leave that inside versus a good corner who's speedy, you know, that's a mistake. I think to come out the second play of the game, a little more touch on that ball, and Gary scores on the second play of the game from scrimmage. So I just missed too many throws. I just didn't feel like I put it exactly where I wanted today. You know, luckily we were in it because of the run game, because, you know, I didn't do a good enough job in the pass game.
Was it the conditions
I don't know. There was a couple times the ball didn't feel great in my hand, whether it was, you know, a little slippery or whatnot. So I know a couple of them came out like that. But, you know, deep over to Gary, just left it too far inside. You gotta step wide and make sure you put that ball in front. And sometimes – when you feel like you put it on him in the right spot, you put it, you know, you leave it a little bit behind. So you really have to over exaggerate getting that ball out in front. It's either our ball or nobody's, and that ended up being their ball. So it's huge off a turnover that we got created by Nate Orchard, who did a heck of a job getting it into, you know, their territory. So, you know, I'm definitely shouldering a lot for this blame. I mean, for this loss, this is, you know, Wayne, you know, regardless of what our record is, where we are in the season, you know, it sucks not to win, especially when, you know, our coach and the other 10 guys put us in a position to try and, you know, get in the end zone there at the end. And, you know, I just feel like I didn't do the right thing in crunch time, like I said, to start off. And I think that's the moral of the entire story of the game.
How good is Kansas City's defense?
Yeah, it's impressive for them to start out how they did and to rebound back. I think that's, you know, extremely impressive. I don't think it's been done very much. You know, they're missing a couple guys on the edge that make them, you know, extremely, extremely dangerous. But, you know, regardless, I think the guys that they had in there stepped up. You know, they're able to smother you outside with some big, fast, strong corners. They have good safety plays. So, sure. Yeah, their secondary was really good. I think Derek Johnson did a really good job spying and really clouding up the middle as well. He was always there whenever, you know, the play could have gone a little bit longer, I feel like. So, you know, that's a very solid unit.
Johnny, you had two back-to-back injuries, hostile environments against good defense. What kind of do you still feel like you continue to pass the tests of trying to be where you want to be?
Today wasn't good enough, you know. Maybe hostile environments, but we're still 0-2. So, 1-2 since I've been back in there. So, I don't know. We got a home game next week against Pittsburgh to try and right the ship. It's the last one of the year. So, what better way for us than to go out the season with a win? So, you know, that's what we're on to now. As disappointing as this is, you know, we'll learn from it. Got to be better in the crunch time next time.